Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, ladies and gentlemen. Israel Esther's with you here, of course, and welcome to Body by Mind. And that is that's just a sample, actually, just a minute or so of the meditation. It's actually about 10 minutes long, and it's called Only When I Eat. It's on the CD, the Body Sculpture, which you can find at thevoiceofweightloss.com, one of the most powerful guided meditation CDs, and I attribute that particular meditation to be the one that actually really did transform things for me. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, the power of eating only when hungry. Now, that particular meditation, guided meditation, is on the CD called The Body Sculpture. That's not on the Release the Weight. Release the Weight has the equally effective and powerful meditation called Thinner. And it also has the Release the Weight meditation on it as well. But this one is for, from The Body Sculpture, any one of them, if whatever your weight issue is, any one of those CDs would be powerful. And the way you work with them is like you work with anything else. If you understand meditation, if you understand repetition being the mother of all skill, if you understand the power of the mind and the power of changing the thoughts and changing the ideas and the habits in our own mind and consciousness in order to bring about different behaviors. And if you understand that, then you get how this works and how it does work. As I've said on many calls, is that most of us focus on the behavior. And so you're trying to lose weight, and you can shift and change behavior for a little bit. You know, you'll do it for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, Some do it for a long time. They'll lose, 60, 70 pounds over a year's time. And with 6 months later, it all coming right back and more. It seems like it comes with a vengeance. This is the normal story. You hear about the success stories, but you don't hear as much because people are so embarrassed. But just think of your own weight loss journey. How many times have you went on a diet, tried to lose weight, lost weight, but to gain it back? Why? Because you're focused on behavior and you're not focusing on conditioning. You have to focus on conditioning and behavior. And that's what guided meditation does. That's what these CDs do. They're more powerful than behavior. They're more powerful than exercise because they change the conditioning, the thoughts in your mind about food and about eating and about hunger and all of those marvelous things. So go to the website, get yours, and begin your journey. You'll see the difference not long. And, stay on these calls. We're in the middle of a six-week weight challenge right now, releasing 10 to 12 pounds over the next 6 weeks. And we're doing it with meditation and intermittent fasting. If you want to know more about intermittent fasting, then just look here on our blog here at Blog Talk. And the very first program that we did, I taught on the different ways of working with intermittent fasting for weight loss. Now, let's talk about the power of eating only when hungry. This is probably one of the most powerful things that you can do for yourself. We eat all the time. We as a nation, we as a collective nation, I don't care, black, white, Hispanic, whatever it is, if you're an American, you eat a lot. I live in the Philippines for the past couple of years. It's no secret to those that are connected to me. And I'm around people that don't have much. I was around people that don't have much to eat. One of the things we used to do is there's a McDonald's there. There's several McDonald's there all over, actually. They're not for everybody. They're usually for really a lot of the tourists and travelers that travel. But you have tens of thousands of people that have never, they live right next door to McDonald's and they've never walked in because they haven't been able to afford it. The average person, let's say in the developing third world nation like the Philippines, they live on $2 a day, the equivalent of $2 a day. And so eating all the time is not, they eat a lot of rice and a lot of fish and, but in America, we eat all the time. And I know how that is. We like to snack. We like to snack when we're watching TV. We like to snack when we're working on the computer. We like to snack when we're surfing. We like to snack in the car when we're driving. We like to eat. We eat three meals a day, four meals a day. Some of us eat many. We just eat a lot. We eat when we're happy. We eat when we're sad. We eat when we're lonely. We eat when we're depressed. We eat when we're anxious. We eat out of anxiety. We eat out of boredom. We just eat all the time. And the fallout from that is the 10, 15, 20, come on, 25, 30 pounds that we pack on and that we're constantly fighting about. We haven't learned to eat when hungry. We haven't learned to be okay with skipping a meal if we're not hungry instead of eating because that it's lunchtime and that's dinner time and we have to eat. And I remember some time ago I was dating someone and we could be out or whatever and I'd say, sweetie, are you hungry? And the answer I would get, I could eat, In other words, I'm not really hungry. But I could eat because, if you want to go get something to eat and, And so that's what we do. And when I created Eat Only When Hungry, when I created that CD, that meditation on that CD, it's actually on the Body Sculpture Tightening and Toning CD. We were recording it and mixing it and mastering it and doing all the things that you do for music or spoken word and all that good stuff. I think I spent so much time with that particular meditation. I liked it so much. I downloaded it to my phone, and even to this day, I listen to it. I let these things play at night. I noticed very soon, like within days, that I was not eating unless I was hungry, that I would stop and ask myself, and that's what being mindful is about. Am I hungry? There were several times that I've gone to eat out of habit, out of conditioning, out of a ritual even, that I stopped myself and said, are you really hungry? And the answer was no, I wasn't. And I put all the food back. The power of eating only when hungry, first of all, is that it does just that. It empowers you. It empowers you because now you, for the first time, are the one in control. You're eating and your habits and your body is not controlling you, but you as a thinking human being in control of your emotions and your desires are the ones that's making the decision. That's very empowering. That's very empowering. And what it does is empowering a person. When a person is empowered, that person becomes confident because their self-esteem is raised. Your self-esteem is raised as you realize that the thing that has controlled you all your life, for the first time, you are in control of it, and it causes you to be confident. You're confident about life. You're confident about how you look, because what happens pretty soon is you see the weight begin to come off. You're confident in how you conduct yourself and how you carry yourself, because now you're the one that's in control. I wonder if you get that. And that's what this is all about. Power of eating only when hungry is the power to be in control. It is the empowerment of you, the person, the soul, the mind, and the power creates the confidence. One of the things that's very powerful about eating only when hungry is that you have more energy. You physically are powerful. There's more energy. Because when you're eating only when you're hungry, you also become mindful of what you eat. And so you're eating healthy and you're eating whatever. And it doesn't mean that you can't have the fun things. My goodness, I still have the fun things. I love my chips, my Cheetos or what have you. But, you know, I don't have to have them every day. I'm mindful, you know, when I just want a little snack. And if I decide to have a snack, then I'm very mindful that I don't have to have a full 3, 4, 5, 6 course meal. And that's one of the beauties of eating only when hungry. So I would really challenge you today that if that's your issue, you've had an issue with, you know, just eating at any time. If you begin to work with this particular meditation, this particular CD, along with any, you can work with it by itself, meaning that just work with it. Or if you want to accelerate the weight loss, the toning and the tightening and all of that, then you can combine it with the accessory of diet and exercise. This is really, really powerful, a powerful tool to add to diet and exercise. One that will, when you finally reach your weight goals, you'll keep the weight off. Because not only have you been moving and working toward releasing the weight or toward eating only when you're hungry or whatever the other meditations are, but you have been conditioning your mind along the way. So now that you've finally reached your goal, you'll be able to stay there. That's exactly what guided meditation does. It's powerful. It's amazing. So go over to the website. Download your CD. And the wonderful thing about it, we're not talking about hundreds of dollars for pills and shakes and wraparounds and all of the things that we've wasted so much money on. But we're talking about the price of a CD and even less than that. So go over there and get that. And I will see you back here. We're here Sunday through Thursday. I will see you back here on tomorrow night for more support, another episode of Body by Mind. Okay, let's go out with a little bit more of that. Let's see if it left.
It's not difficult to control my eating. It's not difficult to control my eating. It's not difficult at all for me to control my eating. Leaner. are creating that strong feminine athletic look. You are creating that strong feminine athletic look. Your body is responding to your work. Your body is becoming lean, strong, firm. You're getting closer to your dream. Afraid.